Good evening, and I'm here with Academy coach Alan Tait, who was at the game tonight. Alan, first of all, congratulations. Finalists, how's it feel?
It feels great. For us to win 2-1 tonight, coming all the way to Salisbury, I knew it was going to be a tough game. The game started off slow for me a little bit, but yeah, I'm delighted for us to be in the final of the Midweek Floodlit Cup, so yeah, very happy.
Going into half-time, 2-0 up, very strong first half, I must admit. It was a bit cagey, but we did dominate. What did you say to the boys before they came out?
I just said to them just to keep it the same for the second half. I knew that the game started off slow. We grew into it to the second half, and obviously we went in, and I knew that we had to come out and do exactly the same as we did when we finished the first half. So, the boys reacted, we went straight into it, and we finished quite strong through the second half.
A couple of changes came in tonight. Obviously, Chuck came in at right back, Chuck Okolo, and Edvas moved over to left back. Just to explain the thoughts behind that.
I just wanted just to get the balance right in the defence tonight. And I know, Chuck's very good right back for me. Great tackler of the ball, reads the game very well. Ed. So I knew that we was a little bit lightweight on the left-hand side of the pitch. So I made a decision to swap Ed Vass to left back and bring in Chuck. And for me, the back four was superb tonight. Especially Cameron as captain played a fantastic game, but the back four for me was superb.
I mean, we talk about the back four, a very solid game up until maybe it was a bit nervy to go with 5-10 minutes to go. We look at Chuck, for example, as right back, very strong game coming into the squad today. Just highlight him as a sole performance tonight.
Chuck has played a great deal of games for us. He's featured in a few games for us. But I knew all along that his ability as a defender, great tackler of the ball. So he came in tonight. He wasn't nervous. He stepped up to the plate, got stuck in. And for me, I don't think he done one thing wrong tonight.
Great strikes from Lewington and Williams tonight. What were your thoughts on the goal?
It was a great volley from Brandon. Another great goal from Luke as well. So it was nice to get the two goals. We had hatful of chances the second half. For me, the keeper was excellent second half, made three or four cracking saves.
Was there much of a build up to this week's game? Was it specialised? Obviously, we had our last game with Sparshult today as well. What's the build up to this game?
For me, there wasn't a great build up of the game. I didn't want to nerve the boys too much, when I take the boys into a game, I try and make them feel as relaxed as possible. Don't try and overcomplicate things. I kept it very, very simple tonight. The boys started off well in the warm-up. Everybody was focused. It was relaxed. But I said to the boys, when we went in, it was a fantastic team performance for me. Everybody looked like they enjoyed it. They played their football. I just really let the boys take control of it, and they took control of the game and got us through in the end.
So looking forward now, cup final.
Yeah, it's. It's a delight for me, my first year at Aldershot. So for me, to get the boys into a final, is a great achievement for me. So I'm very pleased, and I'm pleased that the boys listened to the bits that I did say and reacted to the game. And, as I say, we got into the final.
Tadley up next in the final. Excited, nervous, confident? How do you think it will go?
To be quite honest, I haven't really thought about it, really, to be quite honest. Looking forward to it, looking forward to the task again. We just prepare ourselves as normal, as any other normal game. Go into it, enjoy it, and hopefully win it.
Alan, well done to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much, thank you.